Thailand's national airline got court clearance Monday to restructure its debt. By the end of June, the liabilities of Thai Airways topped $10 billion, and conditions have gotten worse since then. With the exception of a few charters, international commercial flights have been closed down since early April. Hong Kong's Cathay Pacific started the week by announcing 40% of its passenger fleet will be grounded for the foreseeable future. In August, the airline's planes flew with more than 80% of its passenger seats empty, a record low. Cathay's executive director says, "We simply will not survive unless we adapt our airlines for the new travel market," adding that details of a restructuring plan will be announced soon. Just last week, Singapore Airlines announced it is cutting about 20% of its staff, or about 4,300 jobs. The Straits Times reports employees were told they will be paid through mid-December and given an additional month of pay for each year served, capped at 25 months. It's not just international travel that's hurting airlines. Japan Airlines cut roughly a third of its domestic flights this month, while All Nippon Airways has cut nearly 45% of its flights within Japan. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.